Talk 106.5. It's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abrascato, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. They got the gear you need to catch all the fish that Captain Bobby does. It's almost like getting throws for Mardi Gras when you go to McCoy Outdoor Company, because of fish, they're the revelers, and if you are the fisherman, you are the rider there on your boat float. Something like that, Bobby. What do you think? I mean, throw me something, mister.
If only the fish were as enthusiastic about the throws they're waiting on, you know what I'm saying? If I could just find those fish, that's what I'm looking for.
You know, if the fish were lined up somewhere along a bank or on an oyster reef saying, throw me something, give me voodoo shrimp.
With their little fins out to the side hoping to catch something.
I want a slick lure. Hey, Mr. Slick Lure, throw me slick lure.
Well, the closest I could get to it is a popping cork rig with a shrimp on it would be very close to like a bead necklace, I guess, about as close as I could get.
Throw me shrimp. Throw me big shrimp. So what's been happening this week? I mean, this is February, but it's been a warm February.
Well, I'll tell you, yesterday morning we saw that storm system come through, which put us back, set us back. We left a little later in the morning, and if you got out to know, it was just beautiful yesterday. So I took a chance to kind of do some like early spring scouting, and I tell you, I got a great report, man. We caught some trout, what I would have considered well into a transition, which were a pretty good ways out away from any kind of deeper water river systems, and that kind of really fires me up, because now I got a lot of places I want to go check. But the moral of the story is the water temperature got up, and just like we talk about all the time, they don't realize that it's the end of February. You know, this to them is mid to late March water temperature wise, and there's really no signs other than some slicks, and we're going to talk about fish slicks a lot here in the mm-hmm. next couple months or so, because that's a good way to locate springtime fish. But the point is, the fish, some of these fish have already made it. Trout, I'm talking about, made a transition. We caught them on popping corks with voodoos underneath them, and then we also had a really good morning on redfish, which have been kind of a staple for the last several weeks. Caught some reds on the same type of rig, but switch instead of a voodoo to a gulp under a popping cork, and had the same success over the weekend in the tournament on redfish. Caught them over some grass with some spoons and popping corks. So, we got the river on the rise. That's kind of the bad news. Everything looks to be maybe cresting by, maybe mid to end of next week. We get this fresh water back out of here again, and I think everything's going to be, right where it's supposed to be. There's still a lot of pretty water south, down at the lower end of the bay and to the west. A lot of still real pretty water. So, if this thing doesn't get much higher at Barry, it's almost 12 today.
Yeah,
if it doesn't
I think
get much higher than that, we should be okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to go to 13-something, I think, before crest at the Barry Steam Plant reading. So go south and go west and find that cleaner water, and it sounds like those fish think it's spring. What is that? You keep saying that temperature, not calendar. What is the temperature where you go? If you're floating into a spot and you see that you go, okay, this is spring for the fish.
That's a good question. It's 62 seems to kind of be the magic number. When you hit that hit, and the other thing is, you'll get these spikes where it'll hit 62, and then we'll get a cold front come through like we're going to have next week. But it's been up at 62 enough now to where these fish have actually made this, some of them at least have made that transition. So 62 degrees seems to kind of be the magic water temperature, where you really start to get that change. And that's where we're at, and a little bit above that in some places right now.
Okay. Remind folks, too, we're still moving on with this raffle. People getting raffle tickets for a fishing trip with you, a bunch of gear and food and goodies. Talk about this.
Yeah, you got us. We have some gift certificates for Med Seafood and some other stuff going with it. And, yeah, it's real easy. Matter of fact, that's what I've been doing this morning is entering people in it. And you just go to mobilepd.org. Donate whatever amount you want to donate. Man, we've had a wide range of donations. I don't care how much it is. And then once you get your little receipt, you go to my website, or McCoy's, by the way. You can go and sign up at McCoy's, or go to my website and just go through the little form that he's got on there. And it's a real easy process. Even I did it. So, and then I just enter you in, or me or Miss Kim will enter you in it. And then we're going to draw in a few weeks for the winner.
All right, and remind folks, too, they go to that website, they can get signed up to go fishing with you this spring, this summer. Get that trip booked.
Yes, sir. Just as easy to do that, too. And then we're booking right now, and I'm helping people get their get the good tide and moon phases right now. Still got some of those open.
Good stuff. Captain Bobby, we will check back with you next week. Have a happy Mardi Gras and throw something to those fish. They're hungry.
All right, my friend. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Go see them today.